You're tuning into Roll to Start and BOE for the pages of the airwaves. And we're going to get it on the podcast. We always appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this started. Let's start talking about Kanye. And I'm not talking about Kanye like I was talking about Kanye. The only thing I want to talk about with this kind of situation is a lot of people are saying, because I've been seeing TikTok, Jason Lee said last night on the show, gagging with Jason Lee, he said his brands, right, Kanye was associated with him because of anti-Semitic verbiage, he said, right? But no one dropped him. No one talked about dropping him when he said what he said about people, what he said about Floyd. They only decided to drop him when he said his anti-Semitic stuff. And these are companies that's supposed to be for the black people. Like, come on, you make millions of dollars, billions of dollars, Adidas especially, making billions of dollars for Kanye with Yeezy that was attached to them. And they severed ties with him. But you didn't do speaking negatively about his own race of people. That's what I'm not, that's what I'm not understanding. What you do with why you waited, he his anti-Semitic verbiage to be like, oh, I'm disassociating myself from it. I think everybody wants to know that. Why you wait to the anti-Semitics to drop Kanye, but you didn't do it when he spoke negatively about his own community. That's what I'm not understanding. Like, what Kanye said about George Floyd, a lot of other stuff he said about the black community is wrong. Kanye don't know his facts. You understand what I'm saying? When you don't know the facts, you just speak. Excuse me, y'all. Damn it. I'm clogging my throat. When you don't know the facts about something, you spew what's already out there in social media, because when they don't even have the correct facts, they, you know what I'm saying? After you say, oh, doing this attention. What attention? Like, him saying what he said about George Floyd is not going to be right. You know what? He might not go buy some Yeezys. No. Never had an interest in wanting to buy Yeezys. Never had an interest in wanting to buy his clothing. All he did was take a home look and make a sheet. That's basically what going on was. And I was in it and made it look faster when people were buying it. Homeless sheep. That's what Kanye's clothes was. But the shoes never was interested in the wear the Yeezys. But I wanted them Yeezys. And now because Adidas dropped him, he's no longer in the category as a billionaire. He's there in the high millions on four, but no longer Adidas dropped. And if you remember recently, Adidas dropped the picture of a shoe that looked just like Yeezy's. And everybody's like, oh, Adidas finally got mad. Like, oh, they copied my shoe. Right? Well, now that they dropped him, they got Yeezys in stock. What they gonna do with them? That's a lot of money. That's billions of dollars lost. I'm saying millions of dollars. I'm gonna say billions of dollars lost because they dropped him. There are gonna be some people trying to buy Yeezys. Locker no longer is going to carry Yeezys in the store. So how is Adidas going to sell it? How is Adidas going to sell those shoes and recoup money that is because of what Kanye said? You can sell them directly online and people, because, you know, Jason's show I watched, and it says it's canceled. He's like, I don't believe in cancel culture, but it's Kanye canceled. So what's going to happen? Like, because everything that's happening with Kanye is fresh, right? Right? Everything that's happening with Kanye is fresh. Months is going to pass. The new year's going to come in. And there are people forget about what he said in 2022 and want to work with him, want to make money with him. Going to go back. People said
There were people that said people were going to go back to buying, even though he said what he said. People said there are people going to go back to buying even after all of this. I've never had it on here. Want a pair? You know, I also like what else Jason Lee said, that why somebody's not investing in the community. You make money off the Black community, but you're not investing in the Black community. These white-owned companies, you know, are partnering up with our companies, making brand deals, not investing in our community. And people said there are celebrities, you know, celebrities who are up there that are not investing in their community. I know Jay-Z is. Jay-Z's been doing it for a long time. His foundation takes high school kids college tours. His Sean Carter Foundation takes high school kids on college tours. If I'm not mistaken, his scholarships, the kids could go to college. So we can't put Jay-Z in that category and not give back to the community. Cannot put me in that category. But there is our celebrities that are high, that are making a lot of money that are not investing back in the community. Nipsey Hussle did it. He put a store in the community where people could buy clothes, shoes, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? He gave back to the community. Nipsey Hussle gave back, but giving back to the community by giving back, he paid with his and you know, there's always someone out there who's jealous of your success. There's always going to be somebody who's jealous of your success and they want what you have. And they think by eliminating you become closer to your success. Look at Selena. I think she was a Mexican. She was Mexican. Look at Selena. She was killed by president. I think this is the president of a fan club. She was killed by. But we have people that are jealous of us and our success. Right? We have people that are jealous of our success. They don't want to work to get in our success like we have our success. Just think, I'm in radio. Just think, and I've been doing radio for 20 years. Just think, there could be somebody out there who's like, I don't like Miss Gecko. But okay, you take, I'm just using myself as an example. You take me. Yeah. When you take me out, all that success that I built dies with me. You can't take over my success because it dies with me. It's like I mentioned to you at the time that about the Black Oak Fellow Foundation. I haven't said the Black Oak Foundation and the Black Oak Fellow Foundation in a while. And I told you the reason why I started it, because my brother started this company, Black Oak, in 1996. It had a little action on it in 96, and then it takes a lot of money, not just money, but it takes a lot. And when you don't have
when you don't have the money or you're not really don't have that, I don't explain it. Like, it was mainly money issue, not getting it where he wanted it. You understand what I'm saying? Getting his butt, he doing things to where now people know about, right? People know about it. But when my was murdered, I put it in my head, like, I don't want what he tried to build to die him. You understand what I'm saying? I want what he tried to build to die with him. Take the name and run with it, knowing they create a name they wasn't a part of the situation. And may not have ever heard him, for those who know him, you may not have heard him mention my name being associated, but I'm his son. Regardless of on the paper, my name wasn't even on it. I was a part of it. So, you know, when you start a business, and these are the people who are part of the business. I'm the founder, the CEO. This is who the is. This is who the CEO is. This is who the man, and you know, you naming the people their duties. That's part of the company. You understand what I'm saying? So my son, I want it to die with something he works hard to try to get up there and make. I didn't want to die with him. You know what I'm saying? And so that's when I started Black Oak Forever. And I was just going to make it like a regular, you know, entertainment company. And I said, you know what? I'm doing all of that. Make it a foundation. Now, I was going in one direction. I said, nah, make it a foundation like that. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I've, you know, been doing since, I think, he was married in 2014, and I really was rocking out, and I think 2016, around that time, I think is when I decided to do Black. It's the 20th of excuse me, y'all. Got a tingling in my throat. It was either 2016. I think the next 2015 or 2016 is when I really started going hard with Black Oak Forever. So yeah. And another, no, I didn't wait until another talking about something else. I was missing something about Kanye. But I'll go back. Another thing that Jay said was that Dory never deleted his interview with Kanye. That he should have kept up there. He took it upon himself. Because what does with Dream Champs, right? He posts clips the next Dream Champs is gonna be on Drink Champs. And he posts it to Twitter, he posts it to Instagram. I follow him on Instagram under Drink Champs. And I didn't see this that Kanye was next. He said he posted it, and they posted it with him saying what he said, excuse me, y'all. They posted it with what he said on there. And when he realized it, he had them take it down. And he edited it and posted the, you know, the blogs got it or he took it down and they went with it, and it snowballed into what it is now, right? And so, you know, he edited it. He said, you know, didn't check him away. He did check him, but he took down the interview. And Jason Lee was like, he shouldn't have took it down. He should have kept it up, because Kanye interviewed with Piers Morgan, and he said something to Piers Morgan show, and Piers Morgan didn't take his shit down or edit anything. And when he, after the interview, called the next day, called into the Breakfast Club and gave an apology for airing that, it's like, now everybody's talking, doing their podcast episode, or even a video of Nori doing an interview with Kanye. Right? Even it was like, Nori was wrong for that. I'm like, when Nori's not really a journalist, but in a way, Drink Champs, even though they drink, he's a journalist. And when you're a journalist, you're gonna get the scoop by any means necessary. And Kanye was saying, if he can't speak the way he wants, basically, Kanye's like, if I can't talk the way I want to talk, I'm leaving. I'm not going to do. And he didn't want Kanye to leave. And I don't blame him. Because if Kanye came to me talking about he wanted to do an interview, I don't like what he did with on Drink Champs. If I didn't, like, if Kanye came to me right now talking about he wanted an interview, I would turn him down. And the reason why I would do that, even though, like Nori said, preach, given that, you know, that people tell the truth, you know what I'm saying? That these people tell their truth, you know what I'm saying? But if Kanye came out, I want an interview with you, turn him down. Because one, knowing what he did on Drink Champs and all this controversy he's causing, because I already know he's only taking these interviews, one, for attention, and he knows Drink Champs is one of those shows you go to. Drink Champs talk politics and religion and all that stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, in Nori's mind, it's Kanye. Drink Champs is not a place for you to be political. It's not. Kanye knows that. But he knew Nori really wanted it. Come on, Kanye. I know he changed his name legally to Ye. He should be called Kanye. So in the media, he's still calling Ye. Nobody says Ye. But now I'm saying Kanye. Don't change his name. Yay. And
And all this controversy going on with him, I know his mother's turning in her grave. And there are people who came out and say, you know, is he has some mental issues or whatever. He's Piers Morgan, because when he played a clip from the interview, he said, I'm not his mental issues, just exhausted, and that's why he was acting the way he was acting. Even if Kanye got mental issues, he needs to take that. And if you're his friend, see, this is the thing. Is what I'm understanding. If I'm a celebrity and you see me out in the public and you're supposed to be my friend, you see me not acting my normal self, as my friend, you should come to me and say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you acting like this? This is not how I act. A lot people that call themselves Kanye's friends ain't that. You know what I'm saying? No one said to him, why are you on yourself with Kanye's songs? Why are you about to waste millions of dollars of buying a social media platform that you can't even use? Because and the platform. And I think Kanye's husband sounded to Kanye because Kanye feels if I have my own social media platform, I can say whatever the hell I want to say and nobody can question me about it. No one can suspend my page or ban from the social media side on it. And I didn't know. And I didn't know Kanye was having a pregnancy. And he had two big sports players attached to his ankle. He had Jalen from the Celtics, and Donald, I think he's on the Rams. I can't remember what team Aaron Donald's on. He had those things. And I saw an article that Jalen Brown, I'm not going to leave, even though of what's going on with Kanye right now. I'm not leaving the agency. So all of a sudden, it goes, and it goes again. That he said, him and Aaron Donald said they're leaving. You got a sports agency. You got two big sports agencies. And they just agency. Was it Def Jam they said? That's Def Jam advertised label music. So any artist that signed a good music besides Def Jam is no longer signed to Def Jam. And if, because a lot of artists do labels with record companies that they're signed to. They do label deals where the label distributes their music from their label. And that's what it was with Kanye's good music label and Def Jam. The artist is signed to Kanye's label and music is distributed by Jam. That's why when you buy an album, you see that it says, last album. It's just distributing the music. And I feel like artists who are Kanye's label, that there's no distribution deal. Attached people through Def Jam, and there's no distribution company going to work with the label to put out these artists' music. Yep. No distribution. Christian comedy is going to play with the product of Christian music. As of who's attached to it. Like, you know how some businesses have styling partners? That is one person who's the face of the company, but the partners, but there's only one person the face of the company. And that's a person who actually started the company. I wouldn't mind being a side partner. But in Kanye's case, for his business, hell no, no, no. In Kanye's businesses, I would not be a partner. I wouldn't want to be a partner. And I'm sure, let's just say, company stock market. Do you know how many people will be selling stock to his company right now if his company was on the stock exchange? Then how many people will be selling the stock to his company? Yeah. I don't want to talk about Kanye anymore. I don't want to bring myself down talking about damn Kanye. On the Angie Martinez In Real Life podcast, Auntie addressed Irv Gotti of what Irv Gotti said when him and Ja Rule were doing a chance promoting the Murdering documentary on BET. Right? And he said him and Shanti was together, da-da-da-da. You know what he's... But those who saw the chance episode know what he's... Now, Ashanti confirmed that shit he said was a lie. I haven't finished the whole, I've been watching it throughout the day, finished it, but still, she said the shit Irv Gotti said was a lie, and she said what we was the version of making years, because she said that Ja Rule told her, they had to edit it 16 times to give you what you saw when you watched it. She said she was mad at Ja, he did enough, but he defended her more. That's why she was mad at Ja. But they had to and they squat, and they talk. And everything's good with him. He said to her, like, he my brother, you my sis. When a brother and sister fight, I can't get in between that. Which is true. When, when family members fight, as a third sibling, you don't want to get in between that. Because now you got, it's like, do I go with my brother? Because he's the one that put me on for what him. They really wouldn't be a Ja Rule right now. Or do I go with my sister? If I go with my sister, then it's like I'm shitting on the person who put me on. Middle of a situation where he don't want to be in the middle. You understand what I'm saying? It's like he's being put in a situation where he don't want to be in the middle. I get that. Because even, when you're close friends like that, So, yeah. If you go and watch it on YouTube, Angie Martinez in Real Life podcast with Ashanti, she dishes up what he said, and she said all of it was a lie. And remember, he said she's not. Yes, him and Deb were still on paper; they were still married, but she was not the reason for their marriage breaking up. Talking to Angie, that he had a lot of girls that. She said one time when they were together, And if you go to you will hear her this, that Irv gave him for his phone. Irv thought he was cheating the day before she came along. She's been a long time. She didn't know he was married. And I'm up here talking about her, but I just want to talk on that one part where she said for a long time, you know, he was married. And that happens a lot when men cheat on their wives. Don't never tell the person they cheating on their wife for that they married until some way she finds out, and it's too late. Sometimes when the other one finds out, it's too late. I already done put my you telling me you single, you're not married. You might say, yeah, I'm not married, but I have kids, and that's understandable. But you're saying you're not married, and right? That's the question. You say I'm not married. I do have children, and it's like you messing with the person. You messing with. Keep telling you they're not married or they're a girlfriend, right? So you and you mess to the. You keep messing with them, then it gets to where your feelings are now in. Your friends are now in it. Like, damn, he's so good. I would love for him to be in. Maybe, you know, we can get to a relationship. Then we could take that step of getting married. You understand what I'm saying? It gets like that. But dudes, you know, when they start, you know, sitting their game, they'll never mention their marriage. And if you meet them in the club and they're with their homeboys, now that the homeboys are the ones that think he's the one, there's always one to marry. But you don't know that because a lot of men, a lot of married men, don't wear a wedding ring. Because when you get married, you put a ring on the thing. She puts the ring on your finger. You put the ring on her finger. Yep, and all that. And a lot of guys, when they go to a club, they take the ring off. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they need to have a good time. And he might be there. He might want to dance, have a dance with somebody. And when they see that ring, let it go. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, friends know that they're married. And their friends don't say to them, like, what are you doing? Like, we invited you out to have fun, but not try to pick up some. And there are dudes, there are married dudes who are with their friends, and their friends meet somebody at the club, and the girl say to them, well, yeah, I would shoot you, but I can't have a friend, so what do they do? Say it's just two of them, what do they do? Like, yo, she, you know, she wants for me, I left. There's somebody for her friend. Yo, just do this for me just for this night. Can you do this for me just for this one time? He know he married, and then his dumb ass, and I'm saying it just like that, his dumb ass helps his friend out knowing he married. Also, he hit the girl, but she said she ain't going to do anything unless somebody for her friend. You know, it's always to keep the friend occupied. But you know, you should want it. You should. It's crazy. Yeah, I got to be honest. If you at the club, you and the girl, let's be honest, they married. Don't lie and say you and your wife have no problems, da da da. Because guys lie about that and have problems when there's a problem. Because they get busted and she confronts the girl, and the girl would say, well, he said, you know, y'all was having your problems. Y'all separated, y'all not together. See, I lie just what they want. But the men who do this shit lie to get what they want. That's why I say a lot of these girls don't know. And they're already, you know, putting those, you know, out there and caught them feelings. You know what I'm saying? They put that net out there. That fishing rod, caught them feelings. And it's hard to, it's hard when you don't feel deep, it's hard to get out of that. Because you, you know, you be thinking to yourself to be the one, to be somebody I can marry, have children with, when they already married with children. You can't lie about having children, they just lie about the part of not being married when they were married. I think I shared my story years ago. The person I was talking to, I didn't know they were married. I did not know. And I go to their house, see pictures of, I didn't know they had kids either. And I see pictures of, you know, a baby, right? You know, I have kids. I was like, no. Because I'm not going to say all men. Men know how to separate. Not separate out. That's not what you use. They know how to omit certain information about themselves. Like, the house that he took me to was the house that he was sharing with his mother. His mother's no longer in the situation. He kept the house. Because, you know, sometimes a parent passes away, right? You know, as their only child, as their child, you make the decision of selling it if you lived in a home, at home. Right, you make the decision of selling their home. Decision. He kept the home. So he's doing his dirt at the house that he was sharing with his mama while his wife lived somewhere else. So I'm not, you know, me, I'm not. And I see the baby picked up. He's like, oh. You didn't know? Like, no, I didn't. And then he finally said that he didn't know. But me, young, I kept messing with the person. Knowing he was married. And I admit I'm wrong. But when you're young, like your early 20s, you do dumb shit in your early 20s that reflect when you get older, you know it was dumb shit. Right? I've never seen what she looked like. Never. Because, you know, once a woman finds, you know, once a woman finds that they man is talking to somebody else or cheating on them and they find out who the other woman is, they normally confront the woman. I had no type of interaction like that. And another time, you know how, like, back when the internet was started, AOL, in order to experience the internet, you had to have AOL, which is called America Online. You had to have that in order to be on the internet. Social media, like it is now, there was IMs to work well. So if you met somebody, you and that person would go to Instant Messenger, which is IM, or AOL. Microsoft, which is Hotmail, their email service was Hotmail. They changed it to now just being Outlook. But if you still got a Hotmail email, you could use it. Well, back in the day when the internet was just popping, you can go to chat rooms. AOL had chat rooms. Going into your Hotmail at the time, there were chat rooms you can go in with your Hotmail, whatever your name was on your email, most of the chat rooms and talk to people all over. And I met a lot of people going to chats and stuff like that. I met a lot of people. And I met a guy talking to him years ago. I mean, like, when the internet was just starting out. And Yahoo had it, where you go to the chat rooms. I met a person. We talked back through Instagram and all that stuff. And we exchanged numbers. Then he had a girlfriend. Right? He was like, yeah. He said, see, I'm young. See, this is when I'm young. He said, we live together, but she's not my girlfriend. Now I get it that, you know, rent can be expensive, so roommate. I get it, and your roommate may be female, but not your girlfriend. I get it. And that's what he said to me. So I guess she must have sent his phone and saw my number. And I think she called me and she asked me, was I or I might have called him and she answered the phone. I told her exactly what he said. I told her he said then that they got together. That they was living with her. And I think she asked me nicely, you know, because I think she asked me not to call them. I never called them again. She called me like, to find out what she said, want to know what she said to me. And another time, a guy who was married, but I didn't know he was married. You know, during the day we would talk about the Winston manager. This fool, right, he kind of like calling me the cell phone. This fool calls me the home and we're talking, right? And as we're talking, the call gets disconnected. So I called back, and when I called, I got no answer. So his wife's home number, she's like, it's a number you don't recognize, but you don't know. She was like, I'm his wife, like he never told me he was married. She was nice about it, like, can you please not call him no more? That was my one and only time that I called. His house. This is when my dad was still living. And so I might have shared this story before, but this is when my dad was living. And the guy was from North Carolina. My dad
had a friend that lived out there with his wife. And one day my dad saw the number and thought it was his friend calling him. And I think my dad was his friend and called the number. But there was nobody answered. And she called back, and she was like, after I told you not to call him no more, I was like, I didn't call you, my dad. And I know you gotta explain. But yeah, I'm like, y'all on here in chat room, or instant messenger, talking to people, and not saying you're married. Not saying you're married. Like, this is my thing. Right? This is my... If you and your girlfriend or you and your wife got issues, right, and you're pissed off, don't go on social media, you know, hollering at people, trying to get with you. Don't do that. Out to clubs with your boy, try to holler at some female in the club because you and your wife or you and your girlfriend have kind of problem. Don't bring some innocent person in your mess. If there's a crack in your foundation, you need to fix it. Relationship is built on a foundation, a strong foundation. Your foundation wasn't strong, you wouldn't be married to this person, right? You wouldn't be married to this person. So, if there's a crack in your foundation, you need to fix it. Right? Just when you're building a house, right? They have to lay the foundation before the actual money. Right? The contractor, whoever you hire to build this house, right? Whoever you hire to build this house, right? You say, I want a big living room, or I want a kitchen. You're telling them what you want your house to be like on the side. And what you want to look like on the outside. And the person tells you, before we can build the dream house you want, we have to put the foundation. Now, once they put the foundation, if there's a foundation, they cannot build on that foundation. They cannot build the house on that foundation. There's a crack. Because will get worse. What happens when it rains, depending on where this crack is, when it rains, you're going to have water flooding into your home. You don't want that. You spent all the money to have a house built and you got foundation. The house before they even put it up. Yeah. So, and there's a crack in your foundation, you need to fix it. If it's your girl, not your wife, and in your foundation, you need to fix it. You need to sit down, have a conversation, say, babe, this is what's bothering me in the relationship. And fix this so we can have a strong foundation in this relationship. Same if the wife. You say, you know, we had a strong foundation and now it's crack. We need to fix the crack before everything comes down. And let's be honest. If there's a problem, like when you tell your significant other the problem, don't do no sugarcoated shit. Don't do no sugarcoated shit. Don't say sugar. I'll put it this way. Don't go spackling the crack in the foundation thinking that because you spackled it, it's going to hold up. No. Because spackling crack is like putting a band-aid. It's like putting a band-aid on it. You understand what I'm saying? Spackling the crack is like putting a band-aid on it. Right? Once you take a band-aid, if the wound is bleeding, you put the band-aid to stop the bleeding. Once the bleeding stops, take the band-aid, the wound is still there. Right? Certain wounds form crabs. So, you take the band-aid off, there's a crab there now. Right? There's a scab there because it didn't, let's say there's a scab there because it didn't hit properly, right? The crack of the foundation, you can't stop with that crack. Because if there's a crack, let's say in your base, in the walls in your basement, if that's where the foundation is, if there's a crack there, there's no telling there could be other cracks. That's the only one you can see, and there might be other. You understand what I'm saying? So you stop with that crack, you take care of that problem. Now there's more crack that now that you stop with this crack, now you see more. It's because you're putting the spot on it like a band-aid. You're not with the real issue problem. Your relationship is like a wound. If the wound doesn't heal correctly, because I think that's where the scabs come from, because the wound doesn't heal correctly. Right? The wound didn't heal correctly, so now the scab. You don't want the scab on you, so what do? You pick at it. And now, you reopen the wound, it's bleeding, and now you put another band-aid on it. When there's an issue in your relationship, you need to address it right away before it gets worse. Especially if you're a married couple. Because if you don't, is going to fester, whatever the problem is, that's not fester. That could be something that gets on your nerves. And because you didn't talk to your other about it, it's bugging you, and it's like the point of where you're pissed off. Like, whatever it is, it bugs you to the point that now you're pissed off. And it's like, Don't let a small problem in your relationship turn into a big problem. Because you can't communicate. I've seen a lot of talk shows, episodes where there's a problem in their relationship and they're not communicating with each other. It's like she's trying to communicate and he's listening. He's there. He's present in the moment, right? He's present, but he's listening. I'm sure you remember as a kid when you was sitting there watching TV and your mom calling you for something, but because your favorite show is on, you're ignoring her like you don't hear her. That's what, in some places when communication is not good, the man is there, but he's bring her out. So as you're sitting there listening to her talk, she's like the from Charlie. How she sounds like she's not paying attention. Or it go either she could be talking and her he's going and sound he's going wah. Nobody's really communicating anymore in relationships. Nobody's communicating anymore. Get back to communicating, being honest with each other, telling each other exactly. When you decide to be in a relationship, whoever you're talking to at that moment, you have to tell them exactly what you want in a relationship. But so they have to tell you. And if I want the same thing, then you know you can go further with trying to make it a real relationship. Like Steve Harvey says, people should have standards, but they should be realistic. Like when it comes to the type of person you want, the things that are on the list should be realistic. You know, I want my man to be 6 feet tall with six figures. Not everybody 6 feet tall, and not everybody making six figures. You may find him 6 feet tall, but he don't make six figures. So because he don't make six, you're not gonna talk to him. He's not 6 feet tall. You're not gonna talk to him. Like your list of what you're in a relationship should always be real. That's all I'm saying. What relationship? Your list is everybody's list. Saying he should have six figures, he's tall, drive a car, have his own home. A man, a woman, and you're with family. I'm not gonna be mad at you. If you a guy and we're talking and you tell me, well, because of financial reasons you can't afford to have your own place and that you live with your mama, I'm not gonna be mad at you that you live with your mama. I'm not gonna say you a mama's boy because you live with your mama, that you a man, that you shouldn't be living with your mama. As long as you helping her with her around the house and with the bills, with that. I have no problem with that. I'm okay with that. If you're helping around the house and with the bills, I'm okay with that. Because like I said, the way this economy is right now, people are renting out studio apartments for like $1,200. The job you work at is paying you minimum wage. You're not going to be able to afford a $1,200 studio apartment. If you're making $8.75 an hour, that's not enough for you to pay bills and pay rent. That is not enough. And a lot of people have bank accounts because they don't trust the bank. There are people who don't have bank accounts because they don't trust the banks. So when they get paid, what do? They go check cash in place and cash they check. So they can pay and bill. But if you're staying somewhere, right, and let's say a person has a basement apartment that they renting out, right? If the gas and electric not separate from what they're paying,
they're going to include that in your rent. So, I moved to New Jersey. We lived in an apartment where gas and electric included. Right? But when you live in the house, the apartment is, if the apartment is not separate from the owner of the house, to get electric, that means they're going to add, let's say, if your gas bill, let's say it's $250, right? They rent an apartment. They charge the person. You might say, okay, I'll charge you $100 gas and electric plus what the rent is going to be. Let's say $100, and then let's say the rent is, right? Let's say the rent is $50. Now you're paying $50 a month. That's a lot, just for rent. Even though gas and electric is included, but they adding that to it, the cover, that's why it's $50. And then you have to think of home, like your cell phone bill, you have to pay grocery. You're not groceries and all that, but if because of financial reasons, you have to pay with a relative, as long I don't have a problem with it. As long as you're contributing to the household you're staying in, you cannot tell me have a job, spend all your money, and contribute to the house that you stay in. Nah, it doesn't work like that. Because struggling too, that's why I stay. So this way, whatever amount I need to contribute, that's what I want to contribute. Because some people take advantage of that when family members let them stay, because they know it's hard. They take advantage of that and don't contribute anything. And you know, one person start getting mailed, they're permanent in that. In that house, so you can't kick them out. You have to evict them if you want them. You can't say they squat because you let them stay there. Excuse me, y'all. Alrighty, I'm gonna play a new song by Chris Jasper. I'm going to do that right now. Play a new song by Jasper. So we are people. Hold up. Here we go. We are the people. Here we go. Chris Jasper.
With God we stand from sea to sea. You won't hear us on the radio or on TV. We believe in love and family, the rule of law and democracy. We are the people. We are the nation. We are the people. We are the nation. across the sea. We made the sacrifice to establish peace. Endured the struggles of civil rights so that equality would define our lives. We are the people. We are the nation. We are the people. We are the nation. From every nation, race and creed, we stand united in what we believe. And we will always keep the faith and come together in peace one day. We are the people.
No, that was that's the way to do so, people. We are the people. Yeah, we need that type of song. Well, today we need a song. Thank you for that song, because Jasper. Well, what else are we going to talk about? Well, this is there to talk about. Let me see. For the noise, y'all. Okay. We're going to talk about sports news. I know who this is. I don't know. It is, but I'll tell you. An emotional Raekwon ended his press conference early after learning about the Quinn trade. So don't let anyone ever tell you that football teams can't be as close as a family. The Bears were, the Bears. Oh. I'm sorry, but I don't know a lot of the players' names on the team. I'm sorry. It says, don't let anyone ever tell you that football teams can't be as close as family. The Bears announcement provided a perfect example of this on the Wednesday before the NFL trade deadline. After Chicago traded Robert Quinn to Philadelphia Eagles' fourth-round pick, the star linebacker, and Smith happened to be a standard at the same time. When the news broke of Quinn's impending departure to Philadelphia, Smith grew emotional about the news rather quickly. In fact, he even cut his presser short because in the immediate moment, he was having such a difficult time processing that Quinn was leaving. How touching and heartbreaking at the same time for the Bears, who just came off easy their best win of the early Matt Eberflus era and shell lacking of the Patriots. This has to hit home for Smith. He was teammates with him for the last 3 years and is clearly the bomb. Football in this instance is family in Chicago. Damn. That's messed up when you close, when you become somebody on your team, and then they get traded. Said Quinn was on the team for 3 years, and then he got traded. And then he just got traded. It's like, damn. It's like, damn, I'm giving my all to this team for years and now they trade me. Wow, this is sports news. Wow, this is sports news. Kanye West's Academy basketball team tournament. Donna Sports also took a hit when NBA player Jalen Brown and NFL athlete Aaron Donald cut ties with the organization. Scholastic play-by-play classes on Wednesday that it is dropping Kanye West's Donna Academy team from its season schedule in the rapid string of anti-Semitic and racist claims. While we are now reasoning for this decision, it does not diminish our heartache and regret for Donna's athletes who will lose out on the most as a result of Kanye's actions. The organization's statement, according to TMZ, first reported the news. Unfortunately, we cannot, in good conscience, host an organization founded and directed by Mr. West at our event. The Donna team was set to appear at the December event in Louisville. Yay, made it as his Yeezy Paris Fashion Week for wearing a t-shirt and emblemized with the phrase "White Lives Matter." That's fucked up. Because of Kanye's antics, young men participate in this event. Even though Kanye owns it and had nothing to do, you know. See, this is where, remember I was saying earlier about silent partner. Sports everything is the school. Kanye, even though Kanye is using his mother's name, he should have been, like, he should be a silent
I should have been the silent partner in it. And let somebody else be the face of it. So this way, stuff like this wouldn't happen. Damn, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys, that happened to y'all all because of me. Okay. And tech news, we're going to do some tech news. This is coming from PC Magazine. It says, Apple pushed iPhone to USB-C because we have no choice. Thanks to new regulations being imposed by the EU, Apple has dropped the Lightning port. Great. Jowiak, Senior Vice President of Marketing, has confirmed that iPhone will be making the switch to a USB-C port because we have no choice. Jowiak and Craig Federighi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, had a conversation with Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern yesterday, where the subject of cables and ports were approached. You can watch 35-minute conversation for the video. I don't want to see the video. So the European Union will require all phones to have a system to use USB-C for charging before the end of 2024. Based on Apple's typical release cycle, a new iPhone comes, it means the iPhone 16 will need to ship with USB-C port, although Apple could possibly make the switch share on the iPhone 15. Just we have doesn't believe a government being so prescriptive and affecting a switch to USB-C for devices was the right thing to do. And in fact, he claims it will cause more electronic waste. However, when it comes to abiding by the new rules, just we have states well. Obviously, we'll have to comply. You have no choice. It would not be able to sell new iPhones in any European countries, which is unthinkable. So, just Wig is right in saying Apple doesn't have a choice. And while it will mean a lot of lightning cables and accessories will eventually become in the long term, the switch to USB-C everywhere should result in less e-waste being created, and should also be encouraged. Wow. So, because of the rules over there in Europe, they have to change the which have the charges now. And it's supposed to be USB-C. I don't even know what it is. So, let me see. If I look that up, if they just show me what it looked like. It's USB-C. But I want a picture to see what... Oh, so the Android... Wow. Oh, so the USB-C... The Android charges. So they have to. So USB-C Android charges, the small one, not big one, but the small one. And so Apple would have to put to that. Oh, so it would still be the same. Would still be the same. We'll have the Apple thing on it. Oh, I thought they making this like I thought they was changing to Android charges or something, the way they make it seem. That's what I'm thinking. Like, oh, they got to change the Android. No, I'm thinking they got to change the Android charges or something. Wow. On Sundays, last Sunday, we in sports, back in sports. And last Sunday's game, the Cowboys 24.96. Damn, I got five teams on my team. The Cowboys, the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Bears, 49ers. And I didn't see the game. Looking at the score, I'm proud of my boy. That showed me they had a good game. But the Lions only scored 6. There's 4 points in a game. How are you only scoring 6? Throughout the whole game. Dang. I watched Hard Knocks, and they were showing Lions, and they were showing them like getting ready for the season, and the coach was like, "Yo, if I don't get it together, y'all gonna be cut from the team. If y'all don't get it together, you're gonna be cut from the team." Damn. Some of the players got some good players on the point line, but I don't know why they're not winning. Like, we know there's always going to be one team that has a sucky season. And this season, I think it'll be the Giants. The Giants are 6-1. Well, I think 7-1 now. I think I'm not a Giants fan. Nor and I'm from and people say, "Well, how are you from New York? You're not a Giants or Jets fan. A fan of the New York team." I'm a fan of the Brooklyn Nets, but they're not originally from New York. They are a Jersey team because Hov brought them. He traded them. New York. So the Nets is really the Jersey Nets, and they were my team, and the Knicks were my team. But I stopped being a Knicks fan once Jackson left the Knicks. And I know I have to say it. I haven't been a Knicks fan since Mark Jackson was on the Knicks. And the Knicks have had good players on their team. They can't in combination. Like when they get clothes but no cigar. I know you heard that name before. And no cigar. They had players, and he was a good player. They had a lot of players that were on a team that were doing good for a team, and then these players, like, they had Kemba Walker. I think Kemba Walker, he's still on here. Or he's on, but they had a lot of good players, but they're not winning. They make it to the playoffs, and then that's it. They lose the first playoff, they lose. So,
when they get close, some make it to the players, but make it to the players, they play a team that they lose to. I know diehard Knicks fans want to see them win the championship. Boys make it to the playoffs, but they don't make it. It was close, but couldn't. Because of the pandemic, Kyrie made chances because he didn't want to get a vaccine. So he can only play, he can only play away games because have restrictions about about the vaccine or wearing the mask. Restricted from playing in Brooklyn, he sat on the bench. I'm not be like, nah, because the boys ain't want to. I don't know why I stopped being a Knicks fan. I don't know. But to be honest, the last time I was a Knicks fan, so Michael Jackson was a Knick. After that, I think the losing streak is like, it's like, damn, they can't even make it to the playoffs. And then it's like, okay, they make it to the playoffs, but still, but right, they make it to the playoffs and lose the first round. You know how they say, like, okay, the best out of seven, right? Like, you know, I would say one game and the rest, whoever the team they're playing against wins the rest. It's like, damn. For me, it's like, damn. And ever since then, I don't know. The Knicks is just disappointing for me. And then people always say, oh, when it's just doing good, people want to be bandwagon, jump on the bandwagon when the Knicks is doing good. Not me. I'm not one to jump on the bandwagon because the Knicks is doing good. And then people talk bad about a cowboy from the Cowgirls. My Cowboys, I think, has more championships than most of the teams in the NFL. You understand what I'm saying? So, one cowboy you want, but these days, chips under their belt. Through the roster of teams, when who wants to figure out what team to chip, right? There's like they ain't win one since like 19, either 6-something or 7-something. You know what I'm saying? They ain't win a championship since like 19-something. That's crazy. That is crazy. You ain't won a championship since the 60s? And we are now in 2022? That ain't good. And every team in sports, like every team in football, basketball, there's players, and then there's like I think he should be, like, I think he should be traded. That's why I tuned in last week to my brother, and I was gonna say, but he doesn't do radio. He's in podcasting. But he has a show with Hugh Game Time Audible, and I asked them the question after the Lakers, and that day they were on the show, the Lakers was playing. I played the day before. I said, "Do you think Russell Westbrook should be there?" Because watching SportsCenter and all these sports shows, and they were getting on Westbrook, my boy E. Nah, I don't think Russell should retire. But you can't blame the team not winning, the Lakers not winning, on Russell Westbrook. You understand what I'm saying? You can't blame the team not winning. Put that on his shoulders. Yes, he made mistakes, but you can't put it on his shoulders. And you can't put it all on LeBron with the carry for the world so they can win. This is the things I hate in sports. Like, you're always leaning on your best player to carry the team to victory. You as a coach, should be, like, how can I put this? You as a coach should make sure that every player on the team is functioning right and they're functioning together as a cohesive team so y'all can get the game. Yeah. But I'm for the night. I do have to get early. I'm calling the night. I'm with your girl. I'll be away from the baby anyway. That's right. And so I'm an artist out there that wants their music here in this station. All you got to do is hit me at 201-399-2014. 201-399-2014. Or hit me up at And then that's fashion music. Holiday Struggle for T. Missing this moving by Rolls Radio. You guys just go to rollsradio.com/rollsradio. Or Google Rolls Radio. You'll see the platforms we are on, like about 25 platforms. Or you can go directly to Rolls Radio Facebook page. And you can listen through there. The next culture business show number 16 at 9 p.m. Eastern, as well, you must know the business. Anyone with something to remote, 347-24318. That's 47-24318. What you got going on. And the next show I have for you is the indie experience. You're nothing but the indie music. Don't know how I'm flowing, you just know this is pretty great music. You know, always keep with your girl on the road to starting radio. November 13th. What date is that? Let me look at the calendar to see exactly what day is. November 13th is a Sunday. Excuse me. Is, you know, Black Oak. November 13th, Black Oak Day. Black Oak Forever Day. gorgeous Black Oak Day. Yep. November, that's a Sunday. That is a Sunday. There was on I think last year was a weekday. Last year was on Saturday. And this time it's on a Sunday. That is Black Oak Day. Gotta make a point about that. And that's Sunday, and I usually do a mix around Sunday. So I may do a show on Forever Day show. And the reason why November 13th is Black Oak Forever Day, because that is my brother who's here with the doctor's birthday, the person who started Black Oak. That is his birthday. So I'm calling it the Black Oak Day. I'm doing Black Oak Day. Yep. So, appreciate following on Instagram and Twitter, Roll to Stardom. That's TWO, so you're going to put Roll, TWO, Stardom, and that's how you will find Roll to Stardom on Twitter and Instagram. On TikTok, you're going to write out the word Roll to Stardom. That's how you're going to find it on TikTok. But if you Google Road to Stardom, if you Google my name, if you Nika, how I represent myself on media by name, Nika Miss Gig Simmons, because my radio name is Miss Gig. I put that as my middle name. So if you look that up, N-I-K-M-S-G-I-G-O. Because some spell Nika E and not an I. So you put that, if you Google it, it'll give you all social media platforms that are associated with Road to Stardom. And you can find them. Like putting in that name, like let me see. If I put in that name on my social stuff, come up. I'm checking right now. I type it in Excel to see what comes up. Right. So, my name, what comes up, it says Nika Ms. Gecko Simmons, CEO of Black Oak Forever. That's on LinkedIn. No, they do not have on the side my net, what my network is. Let's see. See, if I clicked on it, it comes up Nick Simmons, not my name is Nick. My name is Nick. That's hilarious. Now they have on it for my network, but when you click on it, it says Nick Simmons. That's me. So that's LinkedIn. And you see my name, Breaker, the social media for Breaker. And then it shows you my Instagram. So you'll see Instagram. You see that I'm on Apple, the YouTube. Wait a minute. So if you click my name on YouTube, when you see my name on YouTube, the tagline says everything Road to Stardom. So I gotta make sure it's my page. I don't wanna be attacked on my else's page and then not be it is well to start him. This is not my recent page. This is an old page of mine. The video that I made. This page, so the YouTube page, everything starting. An old page of mine. This is my first page. And because my email that I was using with this YouTube page got hacked, so yeah. So but that's not the one I use now. So when you click on the YouTube link that's showing there, it is not the YouTube page that I'm using right now. And so my podcast Secretly with Ms. is on there. It's also on Amazon. On Anchor. Wedding. I ain't never get married. It says husband, it says boyfriend, it says girlfriend. There's someone, Amika, K-A with my last name. My husband, that's what came up. The YouTube page that comes up in the search, it is my YouTube page, but it's my it is the original one I had, and because, like I said, my email was hacked, I got a whole new one. I didn't go back to using that one, but on Google, you can merge. There's a way to merge the two pages together, and I think I did that, but it didn't go through. That I still use that. So the email, I was like, damn, the email is, I don't want to use the YouTube page if my email was hacked. I want my email to have access to my YouTube page because when people hack your stuff, they be posting stuff. You'll be, you know, when your friends seeing that shit and they got images and the images ain't even none of these pictures. I'm a white girl. Let's see. None of these pictures have anything to do with me. Even though that's it's my name, but none of these pictures. That's a young Shahidi. For his last name is the same as the actor. I think it's Freddie Simmons, something like that. Yeah, we have the same last name. I doubt if we're related. No, in these images that's connected to my name. Now one picture is a Simmons. Only reason why her picture is because we got the same last name. DMX is there because we have the same name. Nicki Minaj is is there because her real name is Onika, and that's why her parents are there. But not one single of me under my name. And I clicked on more images, maybe. Not one picture of me. See, my logo, the picture of my logos that I've done, but not one single picture of me. That's a lie. None of these images is me. Let's go to the next. I know I was ending this shit. I'm trying to. And the reason why I didn't delete, like, the YouTube page, because I will lose a lot of footage that I've had up there. You know what? As I stated, I'm going to end early. The show is about to be over in 3 minutes. I'm going to want to say peace, one love. Hey, check you out with your girl on the radio. Bye-bye now.